This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Shamrock Rovers' European campaign is over after their Conference League playoff loss to Finnish side Coops. St Pat's and Bowes will look to close the gap on Rovers in the Premier Division tonight. Rangers' miserable start of the season continues under Derek McInnes after their exit from Europe. And Julian Alvarez doesn't turn up for training with Atletico Madrid for the third day in a row. But first, an own goal from Graham Burke was the difference in Finland, where Shamrock Rovers are beaten 1-0 on the day in their Conference League playoff. The Premier Division champions lost 2-1 on aggregate, which means they lost every away game in Europe this season. Rovers were aiming to qualify for the group stage of the competition for a third season in a row. And speaking to Shamrock Rovers in-house media channel after the match, manager Stephen Bradley said soft goals all summer in Europe is what cost them their place.
Yeah, obviously we're frustrated with the goal we give away. But I said to the players, and if we're being honest with ourselves as a group, we've probably typifies the type of goal that we've given up in Europe. A really, really soft goal, really sloppy, and ultimately that's what's cost us.
And here he joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night shortly after the full-time whistle. He said it wasn't unfair to expect the league champions to get league phase football.
I think we'd come to the point of expecting Rovers to at the very least qualify for the Conference League. Maybe the expectation got to Europa League this season. Is that unfair to automatically expect that of a League of Ireland team, or is the Conference League presenting that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, you look at the finances that Rovers have put into their squad over the last couple of years, and, you know, Stephen Bradley, Glenn Cronin, you know, they built a team, a squad of players that are well capable of matching it with the bigger teams in Europe. And we've seen that over the last number of years. I said they got beaten 5-1 by Arafat this year. I think the last team that they lost in that scoreline was probably Chelsea, you know, which is a different level altogether. So I do think they do have a squad to compete. And again, that was shown, especially, and I keep going back to this, where in home games, they've been dominant in the home games. Even against Cups there, they drew 1-1, but they were, you know, quite dominant, should have got one or two goal lead going away. But again, it just comes down to that away performance. And like I said, it's probably more mentally, you know, than anything else, where players, and some players are probably very offensive and not thinking defensively, and that comes back to haunt them.
That's available to listen back to for free now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Next up for Rovers is a crucial game away to Derry City on Sunday afternoon. Tonight there are four games in the Premier Division, including our live commentary, which is the loud derby between Drogheda United and Dundalk. Jonathan Higgins will be joined by Owen Heary for that one. Coverage begins on Off The Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7, and kickoff is 8 o'clock. The other three games start at 7:45. St Pat's can close the gap on Rovers to a single point if they beat Waterford at Richmond Park. Waterford are very much an informed team, unbeaten in 9 games in all competitions. 7 of those games came in the league. Bohemians will be aiming to keep the pressure on the league leaders as well when they welcome Sligo Rovers at Dalymount Park. Bows are 7 points off top spot. And Shelburne travelled west to face Galway United, who were fresh off their win against Dundalk last week. Meanwhile, Cork City could secure the First Division title at Turner's Cross tonight if they win against Wexford, and both UCD and Bray fail to win. UCD are at home to Finn Harps and Bray are away to Athlone. Elsewhere, Cove Ramblers play Longford Town and Kerry are at home to Treaty United. All those First Division games are underway at 7:45. Elsewhere last night in Europe, NFL Premiership champions Larne let a 2-goal lead slip. They lost 3-2 on aggregate to Lincoln Red Imps of Gibraltar to miss out on a place in the group phase of the Conference League. Rangers boss Derek McInnes says he's been left mortified and embarrassed by his side's Conference League playoff exit at the hands of Czech side Jablonec.
I think the only people who represented the club well tonight were my staff, the support staff in the preparation, and the supporters who, to a man, were outstanding, getting behind the team. The responsibility is mine to make sure that we are better than what we served up tonight. And we were miles short.
That penalty shootout loss for Rangers piles the pressure on McInnes after his side's underwhelming start of the season. And Rangers and Celtic will both have to play their next Scottish Cup tie behind closed doors after the violence that followed last season's quarter-final at Ibrox. More than 40 people were arrested after fans invaded the pitch and clashed with police. Both clubs could also face the threat of a further stadium closure if there's any repeat before the end of next season. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is refusing to be drawn on reports linking the Premier League champions with Atletico Madrid striker Julian Alvarez. The Argentine has refused to turn up for training for the third day in a row with Atleti. The club's already strengthened with Bruno Guimaraes and Ezri Konsa joining this summer. Arteta says when he talks to prospective players, he wants to know Arsenal is their top choice.
Publicly, I never ask them. I think it's more privately to get the feeling that that they feel something unique, an attachment, a feeling that they really want to join us and they have that desire to come and be part of our family.
Liverpool manager Andoni Iraola admits he can't guarantee Cody Gakpo will still be at the club when the transfer window closes next week. The Netherlands international has been linked with moves to both Manchester City and Tottenham. Iraola says he'd like to keep Gakpo at the club, but stopped short of ruling out a late transfer.
When the market is open, you cannot guarantee anything with anyone, and you never know who's going to arrive. He's been very good since he came back, and I hope we can keep him at that level, because I think he's been very influential in our games. Yes.
Manchester City boss Enzo Maresca says his squad still has the experience needed to challenge for the title this season. 18-year-old Ayew Buadi could make his debut against Crystal Palace tonight after his £85 million move from Lille during the week. Despite the departures of John Stones, Bernardo Silva and Rodri, Maresca says he's happy with the balance of his squad.
It's not about experienced player. I said many times that for me, age does not open or close door. Depends how good they are. We are in this moment quite young in terms of squad, but we have also player that they have the right experience.
Meanwhile, new Crystal Palace manager Pierre Sage says he's ready to give everything to make the supporters proud as he prepares for his first Premier League match at Selhurst Park. Palace are looking to bounce back from last week's opening day loss to Everton.
I think it will be a wonderful moment, but I prefer to have a wonderful moment at the end of the game with the good news. The most important thing is the team and the result, for sure, to make them happy. And okay, they will be happy to see us, but I think they prefer to see us win.
Jean-Philippe Mateta could be involved despite ongoing speculation over his future, while Ismail Assar remains sidelined due to injury. That game starts at 8 o'clock. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler says he hopes Yankuba Minta will stay at the club. The Gambian international is wanted by Liverpool, but talks to sign the 22-year-old haven't progressed, according to reports. Hertzler says for now, nothing has changed.
He's a player from Brighton, and at the moment, there's nothing else to say. I demand from him that when this window is closed, that he's fully committed to this club. In the end, we always need to figure out what is best for the club, and therefore, we're in exchange with him.
UEFA's preparing legal action against FIFA president Gianni Infantino as the fallout from the failed World Cup investment plans continues. UEFA wants to force change after plans to sell shares in a company controlling FIFA tournaments were abandoned. And UEFA Vice President Laura McAllister says members continue to show real unity and resilience in their push for reform.
We've withdrawn the boycott, as you know, because all of the terms around withdrawing the FFE initiative and ensuring that that is never reintroduced in any shape or form have now been guaranteed. So we've won that battle, and that was very important.
Hull are away to Coventry in the Premier League tomorrow. Cork centre-half John Egan put in one of the best performances of the opening weekend, and he was one of the topics of discussion on this week's episodes of The Green Scene with Matthew Brennan and David Wilson.
If John Egan is playing Premier League football, there is absolutely no reason why he won't be starting.
The one story I have from John Egan is, I'd say he must have been 16, so that must be 17 years ago. But I remember our club, Carrick Rovers, had a really good underage team. I think they're under 15 or under 16, got to the last eight of the National Cup, went down to Cork and played Greenwood. Greenwood beat them 1-0, and I remember talking to one of the people involved, Arctic News, like a club legend down home, and he was like, oh, he'd worked actually with Sean McCaffrey and a couple of Irish underage teams as well. And I was like, I was quite young at the time, but I was like, what players, you know, who are the difference? And he's like, there was a lad playing centre back for Greenwood, and he's going to go definitely to England. His name is John Egan. He's the son of a legendary Kerry footballer. He said he was absolutely excellent. And it's great to hear those stories as well, like that, that he has made it all the way to the top level of professional football in England and play for his country and captain his country. And yeah, just a really colossus.
Yeah, and it not be smooth for him either.
No.
He hasn't got there purely off the fact that he's talented. He's had to come through a lot of different sort of stuff as far as injuries and all that sort of stuff, relegations and that stuff can burn you and tarnish you, but it hasn't happened to John Egan, so I'm delighted. And listen, we've got a game coming up, and we being the Republic of Ireland have got a game coming up in September. It's going to be a busy window, busy couple of windows, and if John Egan is playing Premier League football, there is absolutely no reason why he won't be starting in some of those games.
And remember, you can listen back to that in full now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. But that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and we'll be back with more next week.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan, and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.